Salut tout le monde, welcome to another exciting episode of the Lab Series, a podcast dedicated to languages and books. Guess what? There are now over 30 people in the languages and books community. The community was created about 2 weeks ago and I am super grateful to everyone who joined us. If you would like to join us, just go to Facebook right now and request to join Languages and Books. It's a private community on Facebook and your request will be handled within 24 hours. All right, let's continue with the review of Fluent Forever by Gabriel Weiner. The next episode will be the final episode of this particular book review. Now, if you've not listened to the last 5 episodes, please try and listen to them so you can catch up. Our focus today is on chapter 6 and it's titled The Language Game. The language game is the moment when a new language unfolds before your eyes and you can choose your own games to play and your own paths to follow. In this particular chapter, Gabriel walks us through the process of customizing and learning vocabulary, how to approach your first books, first TV shows, and even strategies for speaking. Now, to learn vocabulary efficiently, begin by learning the top 1,000 words in your target language. If you're aiming for a high degree of fluency, then keep going until you know the top 2,000 words. Once you are done building a foundation, choose additional words based upon your individual needs or your interests. You can get a thematic vocabulary book and check off any words you want. These books give you lists of words based upon specific themes. For example, business, food, music, travel, and so on. If you're learning a new language and maybe you like music or you're a musician, you can skip directly to the music section in your vocabulary book and pick out your favorite music vocabulary. Later, if you want to learn 30 words for pasta dishes, skip to the food section in your vocabulary book and pick out what you need from there. Gabriel says that we should take advantage of vocabulary customization because it saves time. Also, this process is one of the most enjoyable parts of learning a new language. It's like a personalized shopping trip for your brain. The next thing is to read. Now, Gabriel highly recommends that you read without a dictionary and also read in conjunction with an audiobook. He says, reading without a dictionary is the easiest way to grow your passive vocabulary. On average, a single book will teach you 300 to 500 words from context alone. By reading just one book in your target language, you will make all future books and texts of any kind much easier to read. By reading in conjunction with an audiobook, you will have a much easier time moving through a long text and you will pick up invaluable exposure to the readings of your language. This will improve your pronunciation, your listening comprehension, your vocabulary, and even your grammar. Learning to listen can be very tricky. Out in the real world, speech can come fast, and even familiar vocabulary can sound foreign in another person's mouth. If you want to understand real-world speech, you need to listen to real-world speech. For instance, you can watch movies and TV series in your target language. They are perfect for learning how to listen because you can see the facial expressions and body language of every speaker. You can see precisely what they are doing while they speak. These visual clues can help you understand what you are hearing. Gabriel also recommends that you don't use subtitles in English because reading is easier than listening. We learn with our eyes more than our ears, and so when subtitles are present, we don't improve at listening. You need to put yourself in a situation where you are relying entirely on your ears, and subtitles take that away from you. Listening is a fast-paced skill that can sometimes feel overwhelming, so take baby steps. If you want to start watching a foreign TV series without subtitles, you can dial down the difficulty by reading episode summaries ahead of time in order to prepare yourself for the vocabulary and plot twists of each episode. Finally, Gabriel shared some strategies for speaking and where to find native speakers as well. He said, fluency isn't the ability to know every word and grammatical pattern in a language. Fluency is the ability to communicate your thoughts without stopping every time you run into a problem. He says, every time you speak with a native speaker or another language learner, you should stick to your target language exclusively. At some point, a thought would arrive in your head and you won't have the words to express it. That's the moment that matters most, so seize it. It's the opportunity to turn your memorized vocabulary and grammar into fluent spoken language, and you only get it when you stubbornly refuse to speak in English. The world is full of people who speak the language you're learning. You can find them at home, abroad, or somewhere in between. Now, with the advent of high internet connections, you can get quality speech practice anywhere. So all you need to do is to what? Search online. I also advise that you get this book from Amazon so that you can have access to the toolbox for language learners. Here's a piece of advice from Gabriel, and I recommend that you write it down somewhere so you don't forget. He says, whenever and wherever you practice your target language, follow the golden rule of language taboo, which is no English allowed. No English allowed. By practicing in this way, you will develop comfortable fluency with the words and grammar you know. Right? So that's it for today. I hope you learned something new. Remember, if you want to learn another language, start now, practice daily, and don't stop. Thanks for listening. Don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, and share this episode with a friend. Bye!